Welcome to Soul Talk, soulful conversations exploring who you are, why you're here, and how to live your most authentic life. My name is Coop Blackson, nationally bestselling author of You Are the One, transformational teacher, and your host. I invite you to subscribe to the Soul Talk podcast for weekly inspiration from me, where I will share with you some powerful ideas, thoughts, and practical life wisdom to help you live life more fully, freeing yourself from your past, reclaiming your power, and living your true life's purpose. You can also go to www.coopblackson.com, enter your name and email to download my free 2-part video training series and learn the ultimate secrets to happiness and fulfillment. Let's get started with Soul Talk.
Welcome to another week of the Soul Talk podcast. It's great to be with you folks. If you're a new listener, welcome to Soul Talk. If you are a longtime fan and listener of Soul Talk, I really appreciate you. It's great to be on the journey with you. I'm looking forward to diving into today's episode. Today's episode is really about how to raise conscious, healthy, and happy children. That's right. It's a really important topic. Many of you have sent me DMs and emails requesting that I address how do we raise conscious kids? How do we raise kids that are healthy and vibrant and alive? And how do we raise kids in an environment where we don't condition them in the ways that we were conditioned? And so I wanted to address this today. I thought it was time to address it and share also a bit from my own experience. You know, some of you may or may not know, but I have a beautiful son. As of the moment of recording this podcast episode, he is about 10 months old. In a few months, my beautiful baby boy, who's no longer a baby, will be 1 year old. We're going to celebrate his 1 year old incarnation into this human experience. And let me tell you, time flies. Time flies. Before you know it, they're one. And for many of you, before you know it, they're 18 and they're 30 and they're 40. And so I think it really puts into perspective this thing called time and how we should savor every moment. So we're going to get into a few bits of advice that I have for those of you that are parents, which also comes from some of my own experience of being a parent, but also over the last 22 years working with many of my clients who are parents, also working with many folks in my seminars who have been impacted by parents. And so we're going to dive into some things today. If you're a parent, you've been privileged to be entrusted by the universe to bring a child into this human realm, into this human experience, into this world. Realize that it is first and foremost an honor, a privilege, not a right to be a parent. There are many people that want to be parents that for whatever reasons have been unable to be parents. So if you're a parent, as difficult as it can be, and it's difficult in moments, as challenging as it is, and it is challenging in moments, always remember the privilege and the blessing and the honor it is to be entrusted by the universe to have a responsibility for this soul, this responsibility for a child. You have been blessed and entrusted by life. See it that way. Because sometimes I know many parents that see it as a curse, a burden, a distraction, right? A challenge rather than a blessing. It is a huge blessing. The universe trusts you. And you've been entrusted with the most precious thing on the planet. You've been entrusted with a soul. You've been entrusted with a soul that is incarnated into this human experience. And this beautiful being is totally depending on you, totally dependent on you, looking to you for everything, their sense of safety, their sense of life, their food, their needs, to clean their poop, to change their diapers. They're looking to you for everything. And if you let yourself feel what that is, I think it will melt your heart. It will open your heart to the gift of what it is to be a parent. Realize too, I think it's important that we understand that your children really are not your children. Even though they are your children, they are also simultaneously not your children. They are souls, souls that incarnate into this human experience like we are all souls. And if life then is a university for your soul's evolution, and everyone is your teacher and everything is part of your curriculum, then your children, just like you and just like everyone else, are souls on the journey with their own life lessons, their own university, their own curriculum, whether you agree with that curriculum or not. They have their own lessons that they need to learn in this lifetime, not just the lessons that you think as a parent they should be learning. And that doesn't mean you can't guide them, and that doesn't mean you can't offer them your perspective and boundaries. But I think it's super important to realize that your children belong to life. They belong to the divine. They come through you, as Khalil Gibran said, but they are not of you. And when you see them as souls, I think it's important that we learn to see our children as souls, souls with their own journey. And when you see them as souls, when you see them as having their own lessons and their own curriculum, you're able to have a whole different relationship to them, not just as mine, but as life's. And then your role is not to impose your ideologies or beliefs or conditioning onto your children. Your job is more to create the environment, to create the space, to create the context, to create the space, a healthy space, a safe space, a loving space in which the seed that is your child, the seed that is your son or daughter can grow, can be nourished, can be watered by the loving of your heart and the space, safety of the space that you give them, so that the seed that they are can nourish and grow and blossom into the fullness of what they are, into the authentic expression of what they are, into the highest possibility and potentiality that is already encoded in the seed of their soul. So your job is not to condition them and program them and to get them to be preconceived, idealized ideas of what you think they should be based on your own perception. Your job is not to make them into mini clones or robots. Your job is not to make them into versions of yourself. Your job is to provide this space so that their souls can freely express in the way their souls need to freely express, which may sometimes not conform to your ego's idea of how you think they should be. And that's why on some level, if you can see the parenting path and the parenting role as a spiritual endeavor, please hear me, that parenting is a spiritual endeavor. If you can see that parenting is a spiritual path, it's a spiritual path in and of itself, then it transforms your relationship to your children and the process of parenting. It's not just another role. It's not just another thing that you do. It's not just a burden, a challenge. It is a spiritual path that is actually designed to help you grow and evolve as a parent. It's designed to help you see aspects of yourself as a human. It's designed to help you see your own programming, your own subconscious, your own limitations, your own fears. You could say parenting is a path of surrender, because ultimately you can't completely and totally, utterly 100% control your children. There's guidance you can give them. There's things you can tell them. There's boundaries you can set, but you can't control them. You don't control when they poop. You don't control when they get hungry. You don't completely control when they sleep and when they wake up and when they cry, although there's things you can do. And certainly as they grow up, and certainly as they expand, and certainly as they get older, unless you're going to walk around with them with a ball and chain and handcuff yourselves to them, you don't have that much control. So I think when you see parenting as a spiritual path that is really designed to facilitate your growth, your surrender, your evolution, your healing, your transformation, your awakening and your enlightenment, then you have a different perspective and a different relationship and understanding of the parenting path. Just like yoga is a path, and meditation is a path, spirituality is a path, parenting is a path of awakening and evolution. So see it that way. Then when things happen and triggers happen and your kids piss you off, upset you, stress you out, seemingly stress you out, you can investigate yourself. Because here's the thing. Your children will expose and trigger and reveal to you and show you parts of yourself that you have not made peace with. Your children will show you and reveal to you the aspects of your own subconscious, the parts of your own psyche, the aspects and dimensions of your own childhood that you are not at peace with. And so many times when we think we are, in quotation marks, parenting a child, disciplining a child, guiding a child, we don't realize that we're often projecting onto them. We are pushing onto them. We are conditioning them, because often when they have their emotions and their outbursts and they act in certain ways, they are triggering. They are showing us the parts of ourselves that we have not made peace with. So you cannot authentically, truly, freely parent your child to the degree that you haven't dealt with certain unresolved patterns and dimensions and emotions and feelings within yourself and from your own childhood. Because when your child cries, or when your child has an outburst, or when your child acts a certain way, if you haven't made peace with those parts of yourself, then that is going to affect your ability to respond. That's going to affect how you react to them, how you be with them, your capacity to be with them or not be with them. Does that make sense? So we could say you can only parent your child to the degree of your own evolution and your own freedom. And so when you stop seeing your child as something separate from you in that sense, then when your child has a reaction, your child has a tantrum, your child has a way of being, you start realizing that, this is not just about my child. It's showing me something inside of myself. My reaction is showing me something inside of myself. My inability to be with them and just hold the space with them is maybe showing me something that I haven't made peace with. I think another important thing to realize on the parenting path is your children will often act out. They will often play out and express the unresolved aspects of your own psyche. So the things that you haven't dealt with, anger, fear, shame, resentment, pain, hurt, guilt, your kids will often express it and act it out. They will often express and act out aspects of your own subconscious. So when you see it that way, you could say you stop pointing at your kids and you look inside of yourself, and your kids and your children become mirror manifested reflections to show you parts of yourself that you need to work on. That's the spiritual path. That's the awakening. And so if you really want to really parent your children effectively, what I have found, if you really want to help your kids evolve and grow, if you really want to see them grow into healthy and happy and vibrant beings and humans on the planet, the key is, the best thing you can do for your own children is your own inner healing. The best thing you can do for your own kids is facing those parts of yourself that you've suppressed, those parts of yourself that you are ashamed of, those parts of yourself that you have disowned, those parts of yourself that you do not like and have betrayed. And as you can own it, make peace and let go and integrate and heal and forgive, you free that within yourself, and you will do your part in helping your children free themselves from those patterns. The greatest gift you can give your children is your own evolution. And as you know, it's not simply what you tell your children. It's who you're being. It's how you're feeling, because they pick up on your feelings. You know, my son picks up on if I'm feeling a moment of stress. My son, you know, what's interesting, I love looking at my son and saying, my son, because he loves hearing like, my son. And so when I say that, as I'm sharing on this podcast, I think of my son's face lighting up. And what I see is there's moments where I'll see my son literally copying me. I'm sure many of you that have had kids have seen this. I'll do something and my son does it. I'll say something and my son does it. I remember a moment when I had a moment of stress, and I said I said a curse word, and my son sort of kind of, he couldn't say the word exactly, but he was kind of saying a similar thing, and I thought, oh my goodness. And so it's not what you tell your kids, it's who you're being. It's not what you tell your kids. Your kids will learn through the example that you set. Your kids will watch you and learn through what you do. And so having a child and being a parent is not about telling them. Having a child and being a parent is about you living it, you doing it, you being the example, which actually makes you come into a greater degree of alignment, a greater degree of authenticity, a greater degree of integrity, a greater degree of impeccability and embodiment, where you can't just talk the talk anymore. You have to live it. So we could say being a parent makes you live it, right? It makes you live it. And so as children are so beautiful. They're so innocent. They're so innocent. They incarnate into this human experience just pure, in touch with their divine essence. But because of us, because these children have been born into this human experience, and based on our unresolved patterns, pains, traumas, based on generational patterns and energies in our lineage, they're kind of born into a soup of conditioning. And then, based on how we behave, our fears, our anxieties, our traumas, dysfunctions, we often then relate to them through that lens. And based on the degree of our own conditioning, because we don't necessarily, as parents, see ourselves clearly, that will impact our ability to sometimes see our children clearly for who they really are. We will see our children, sadly, through the lens of our pain, our fears, the betrayal, the things that happened to us from our childhood. And I think that really affects our children, because when they are not seen and they're seen through the lens, have you been seen? Maybe your mother wasn't able to see you. So she saw you through the lens of what she wanted you to be, which was her own stuff. And as children, we don't realize how painful it is to not be seen. How painful it is to not be seen, because to not be seen for who we are, as children, we experience it as a rejection. It's not conscious, but sometimes, have you ever wondered, for those of you that can relate, why you feel this subtle feeling of not being accepted, or this fear of being rejected? Because maybe your parents didn't see you, and you experience that as a rejection of your essence, a rejection of your being. And that can create a subtle sadness, grief, pain, hurt that we don't even know consciously that we're carrying, because maybe your mom or your dad didn't do anything, but it was just the way that they saw you. And so, one other piece of advice is, as a parent, the more you can see yourself as a soul, then the more you can see your child as a soul, and to really see them, to see them beyond their conditioning, to see them underneath their conditioning, to see them despite their fears and ego and patterns, the sense of, I see you, I see you, I see who you really are. You might be acting this way. You might be believing these things. You might be doing these things. But underneath, I know that's not who you are. I see your perfection. I see your wholeness. Your ability to see who your children really are, despite all of the challenges on the surface, is a profound gift to them. Then, when your child sees you seeing them and they see you believing in them, then what happens is, the mirror of your seeing reminds them of who they are. And that reminder of who they are is, or acts as, a blessing. It acts as a blessing to awaken them to see themselves. So one of the most powerful things that you can do is to see the true essence of your child. Because your child, as they incarnated into the dense three-dimensional realm of duality called life, will go through many difficult experiences where they will sometimes forget themselves. They'll go to school, they'll watch television, they'll be bullied, they'll get hurt, they'll get rejected, they'll get betrayed and abandoned. And they might forget who they are. And in a world that doesn't see who they are, when you can see who they are, this is a huge blessing for your child. The other thing I would say is important, okay? And folks, there's so many, shall we say, tips and tricks to parenting, and they're all great and they're all lovely. Some will work, some won't work, right? There's shows like Super Nanny and this and that, but here's the thing, every child is unique. Let me repeat, every child is unique. So what might work, or that tip and strategy that might work for one child won't work for another child. And what one parenting expert tells you is the way might be the way for their child or a few children, but not your child. Your child is unique with his own journey, and your child, inside of your child, I believe, is an innate intelligence that already knows. So your job is to create the environment. And I believe that the most powerful environment that you can create for your child is not telling them what to do, do this, do that. Because if all you give your children is a set of behaviors to adopt from the outside in, act this way, be this way, say this in this situation, then they're always going to be holding on to external factors for a form of guidance to inform them of how they should behave. But when you can create the space and the environment, here's the key, to unconditionally love who they are, to make sure that your children from a very young age feel unconditionally loved by you. Folks, I do my absolute best. Maybe sometimes I fail, but I do my absolute best to make sure my son feels loved unconditionally. Like, I love you unconditionally. There's nothing you do that will make me stop loving you. I love you. We might need to, like, you might need to discipline your children sometimes and address their behaviors. But when you can separate the behaviors from who they are, so it's not like you're a bad person, you're a bad child. Let's talk about your behaviors. Let's address this, but I see who you are. And to create that space of unconditional loving, I believe that this creates an inner psychic energetic safety. It creates a safety that is so healing for a child that it keeps them sane. I know what this is like because I was blessed to receive this from my mother. And I'm quite aware that I'm one of the fortunate ones, because many of you, many of us, you didn't receive that. And so I'm quite cognizant that it's not necessarily a common thing, but I know in the depth of my being, I was loved unconditionally by my mom. And I think I didn't realize, but I think it gave me a peace inside. It also gave me the ability, because I was satisfied and fulfilled in that sense at a young age, to be able to go into the world knowing I was enough and I was loved unconditionally by her. And so make sure your kids know, especially when they're young, between the ages of birth and 7, that you love them unconditionally, that they are enough. There's nothing that they can do or not do that would make you not love them. I believe it creates a psychic sanity, a peace in their being that they can relax and feel the ground of safety, inner stability, not just I have a stable home, but I have a stable heart. And that unconditional love is the space that I believe is healing. It's the space that is healing. So folks, I could share a lot more, but I believe that parenting is a spiritual path, and parenting is not about tricks and tips and outside in, externalized, do this, do's and don'ts. You can follow those and they might work sometimes, they might not work sometimes. But I think that when you see them as souls, you create the space of loving, and you truly hold the space to allow the innate intelligence to blossom, and you love them unconditionally, and you allow your intuition, not your conditioning, your true intuition to guide you in terms of what your child really, really needs and what would serve their soul, then I believe you can raise happy and healthy and conscious kids. And combined with, as you do your mental, emotional, spiritual healing, so that you release your pain, your hurt, your traumas, et cetera, from your own childhood, as you get more happy and vibrant and alive and your vibration rises, then that creates the space for you to raise conscious, vibrant, healthy, and happy children. I believe that children are the blessing of the world. Children, in many ways, are our teacher. And for those of you that are mothers, for those of you that are mothers, you have the most important job in the world. Many mothers, I think sadly, sometimes mothering is undervalued in our culture. But not only does it take physical, mental, emotional work and time work beyond the regular job, I believe that mothers, you are raising the consciousness of the next generation. And it's an unappreciated role, but I believe you are the carriers of the next generation, because the children you raise will grow up to be humans and adults and leaders in the world. Putin and Saddam Hussein and Hitler and, you know, Trump and Biden and anyone in leadership positions were all children once. And so, mothers, I want to take a special moment to honor you for the role that you play in our society. You know, I look at, I'm a great father, I think, overall. I'm there for my son. I love my son. I spend some time with him, obviously, and I provide that fathering masculine energy to him. But when I see the role and the blessing, the way that my wife loves our son, the way that she holds him and loves him and is with him energetically, that space of mother is so profound. I'm humbled and I'm blessed. So mothers, because you are often an under-celebrated and unappreciated fully in our culture today, I want you to know how much we all appreciate you. We would not be here without our mothers. So folks, I hope you enjoyed today's short episode of Soul Talk. Please share this episode with anyone that is a parent or anyone that is thinking about being a parent as a blessing to them. Share this episode with anyone in your life that you think would benefit. Send me an email, coopblackson@coopblackson.com. Also, this July the 20th through the 31st, mark your calendars. If you are ready for the next level of your life, join me in Bali. 12 days in Bali with me, the most life-changing experience of your entire life. You can go to www.boundlessblissbali.com, boundlessblissbali.com. In fact, you can scroll back to a couple of episodes ago where I share in depth about the Boundless Bliss Bali experience. boundlessblissbali.com, and I will catch you in next week's episode of Soul Talk. Much love. If you've enjoyed this episode of Soul Talk, please do share the podcast with all of your friends. Let everyone know and make sure you download Soul Talk today. I'm looking forward to next week where I'll get to share more inspiration with you. Meanwhile, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or social media. You can find out more about my work at www.coopblackson.com. If you feel ready to take your life to the next level, join me at my exclusive event in Bali, www.boundlessblissbali.com, where you can find out more and apply. Also, make sure to remember to download my free 2-part video training series and learn the ultimate secrets to happiness and fulfillment at coopblackson.com. Sending you all big hugs and love now.